You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That was the one I was in New York. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo,
woo. Okay.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, 235
was my
all-time
high. Yeah, I never remember
high.
Mason being that heavy.
Don't you remember Dave Singer's wedding? I was packed into that tuxedo like a sausage. That's the first thing everybody said to me when I got to Dave Singer's wedding, because I was living in New York and I had terrible eating habits and terrible everything.
And
there.
Did you go with the measurements from a tux like from a month before?
Yeah, and I was like my personal tux and I was like packed into
so
that
So did you
thing.
Just right. put it on in a short period of time, or was this a slow, steady build
slow,
like mine?
Steady. New York was its own thing, ordering delivery food
all
the
time.
Well,
and in New York, when you're living in New York, it's cold, and so you're not
exercising as much.
Now, let me get to something here. Emily, you have to. Please listen to me. You have to patent that idea you have.
I tried to tell her, John.
Big Dick Energy, I tried to tell her.
I'm telling you. Okay, so here's the story.
I'm not the only
there's
one.
There's a kid that plays for the Toronto Raptors named Grady Dick. He went to Kansas. He's a really good shooter.
Yep.
He was a first-round draft pick of the Raptors last year. If you follow him on social, have you ever followed this guy, Em?
I know who he is, but I don't follow
him. Okay, so if you just Google Grady Dick videos, he's a good-looking kid. He's super quirky. He likes to, what he tells his opponents is he's taking them to Funky Town. So he does a dance to that old song, Funky Town, at practice. And he's got all his teammates into it. And they're all dancing. And he's shooting threes. Look it up.
Yeah, the merch is already out.
Yeah. No. So.
I already see all this merch out there for Big
Deke Energy. Oh, it's
Big
already out.
Deke Energy,
so you're late to the party. It's already patented. But. Yeah, so this is Grady Dick does this, and all of his teammates are dancing in sync behind him at Kansas, and he's doing all this goofy stuff. So somebody at Kansas started a T-shirt that said, I heart emoji Dick for Grady Dick.
Sure.
I heart Dick.
Yeah.
It sold out in a day.
Yeah.
People couldn't keep them off the shelves because it had like the kind of the double entendre meaning.
Sure.
Like what your idea
people
is.
People love a good double entendre.
Her sister has a DTF shirt with a picture of an air fryer that says down to fry.
To fry.
Oh, there you go.
Good. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that, it goes viral and it takes off. So if it's not patented, you should patent it. And
so when she first started telling the story, for people that didn't hear it, they're the Wake Forest Demon Deacons had it said it's like wake energy. Right? And she's like, they missed an opportunity to have Big Deke Demon Deacons energy on there. Great
Perfect.
Idea. When she first said it, the thing that popped into my head right away, I don't know why, but it did, was remember the old Quebec Nordiques?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
They were called the Deke.
The Deeks.
Right?
Or
so the D-I-Q-U-E was kind of what popped into my head.
Right.
Get the old logo there, Big Deke Energy. If that's not out there, you could go get that too.
All right. So what do they what's the team name of South Carolina?
The Gamecocks.
Okay. Shortened to what?
No.
The Cocks.
Yes.
They call them the Cocks.
Yes.
So somebody came up with a shirt that and they sell it in the student store that says you can't lick our blanks.
Okay.
And they can't keep it in the store.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. College kids love crap like that. And so if you could patent Big Deke Energy, is...
I would walk around
D-E-A-C,
with...
D-E-A-C, right?
D-E-A-C, Big Deke Energy.
Yeah.
I'm wearing that
to
places.
I think,
but the
I heart
Grady Dick,
I'm not wearing that one.
No, but Trav.
Yeah.
The only people who know that are the ones who are literally a part of that.
No, Google it. Last year, the student section... The whole student section had those shirts on.
Wow.
And be careful what you Google when you Google that.
And basically, it was mostly girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's a good-looking kind of fun guy.
What is he? He's taking him to Funky Town.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Take you to Funky Town.
That's pretty good.
Did you guys do a draft today?
We did.
What did you draft?
So today is Albert Einstein's birthday.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Right.
So we drafted our favorite geniuses.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emily took boy genius Jimmy Neutron.
Okay. Very
Mason
good.
Used to call me Jimmy Neutron.
I know he did.
The same Jimmy Neutron.
I know he did. Yeah. She took Pitbull. Because she believes him to be a genius.
We're still figuring
musical
that one out.
Genius.
He
musical
is.
Genius.
Lyrical genius.
Yeah. Lyrical genius.
Every day above ground is a good day.
And Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, you can't go wrong
okay.
with.
That's her list. I took the namesake of our draft. I took Albert Einstein.
I think that's a good call. He was smart.
Yeah, he was all right. He's kind of, when you think of, what are you, some sort of Einstein?
Yeah,
that means
right.
that you're, you know, it's kind of the thing.
He was okay.
Do you guys know who Willis Carrier is?
No.
Willis Carrier invented air conditioning. I feel like
oh,
that
wow.
was a very
oh, right.
important
Carrier
development of,
yeah.
of human history.
Sure.
And then the Genius Bar at the Apple Store has saved my life I don't know how many times because they can fix my equipment rather than me having to
it's
buy
good call.
New stuff.
Genius Bar is a first stop when I'm having trouble.
Slee took Uncrustable sandwiches.
Yep.
Which are,
they are
money.
Genius, yeah.
They're
yeah.
terrific.
Yeah,
yeah
they're
all
great.
Together.
Yeah. That's great.
I pulled up the Grady Dick video. He has his whole team dancing to Funky Town.
Oh, that's great.
And he does it in his dorm room, and he's climbing up the walls.
Oh, he's
and
super this athletic.
Is, right. And this is a big bit that launched that shirt.
Yeah.
And now he's playing up in Toronto and I mean, he's a total goofball.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. So that if Emily could patent that, it would be a big money maker.
I'm telling you.
I
don't even know the do any of you know the process of going through that? Do you just call
yeah,
the
no? There's a
office?
There's a website you can go to and
yeah.
You can,
I've never patented anything. Have you?
I haven't, but I know people who have, and you got to pay like $100 to
yeah
get
think
a
you
patent.
That way, if all of a sudden tomorrow
if somebody else did
Big
it, then
Deke
you'd
Energy
have,
T-shirts
you'd have a claim.
Are everywhere.
What's the difference between a patent and a copyright?
Patent is an invention, I want to say.
And copyright is this,
like a logo.
It may be a copyright you need instead of a patent, right?
Yes.
Major?
Yeah,
perhaps.
Patent is more like you created something.
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah,
out there.
It's somebody
Sorry,
somebody yeah. beat you to it.
You had another good idea during your...
yeah, what was it? You had a second one.
A second
About
one.
Kate
that,
Middleton, that one?
Yes, brilliant.
that she used to resurface
ones?
On Hot Ones?
On Hot Ones would be crazy. That would be so good.
Masked Singer?
Yeah, Masked Singer. You know the weird thing? Have you ever watched Masked Singer?
I have seen bits and pieces of it, yeah.
So I flip by it. It's on Sunday nights or whenever it is. And... the thing about it is the crowd that is there looks like they are all on Adderall. They are cheering so much,
okay.
so over the top. It is, it's in, they
it's
look
beyond,
like crazy.
Is it beyond fake?
Oh,
like it's just
way
so, okay.
past. Oh, yeah. yeah.
So I play golf with a guy who is way up at Fox.
Okay.
Like top five guy at Fox, at the whole network, Australian dude.
Okay.
And I said to him one day, I go, explain to me Fox's fascination with this Masked Singer stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, I can't explain it to you, but it's our highest rated show outside of football.
Yep.
The Masked Singer is Fox's highest rated show.
Okay, so this is chicken and egg stuff.
Of football.
Because the reason I know Masked Singer is because of football, right? So
right.
I'm watching a lot of football, and you cannot watch a game on Fox and not be bombarded with Masked Singer promos.
Yeah.
And I, it's
I'm
not my,
stunned
but
with
I feel
the
like
people
I know
they've been
the
able
show.
To get.
They get big names. They get some kind of, you know, middling
Marginal,
stars.
They got,
yeah.
No, but they got Dionne Warwick. They got Dwight Howard.
But yeah,
what,
I remember that.
I mean,
Wendy Williams.
But
yeah.
why do I want to watch even like a, let's use Dwight Howard as an example. Why do I want to watch Dwight Howard sing in a giant bumblebee costume?
Well, hang on,
it's not that you're interested in him singing. Victor Oladipo almost won it.
But he can sing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's that you're trying to figure out who it is.
So let me just point this out. You should watch this for two reasons. One, the crowd is on Adderall. Two, the guesses by, I think it's Ken Jeong and...
it's Ken Jeong,
Jenny McCarthy,
Nicole Scherzinger, Jenny McCarthy, and Robin Thicke.
They all start with things like, well, it could be Adele. I'm like, no, it's not Adele.
Adele's not on the Masked Singer.
It could be John Legend.
You'd be surprised.
It's not John Legend. These people are not doing the show.
They have
their guesses are so over the top. I think it sounds like Mariah Carey. It's not.
It's definitely Madonna.
It's not.
They've gotten some people that I went, there's no way they got that person.
Sometimes I'm a little embarrassed for the people like Paul. Paul Anka did it.
You watched
the
show.
Paul Anka is a big deal.
Yes.
He's got a big furry hat on.
And he wrote My Way.
Unless
you talked to Pepe.
Pepe, it was some French guy.
The girl from Glee, if you guys ever watched that show, Mercedes from Glee, did it at one point in time.
All right, so I'm going to read a I just Googled most famous people to appear in The Masked Singer. Here we go. Billie Jean King.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley.
Okay.
Sarah Palin.
Yes, very off-brand.
Donny Osmond.
Yeah, very. They're all like
Donny Osmond.
Jewel.
Okay, Jewel's a real. And Donny Osmond, I guess, is a real
Jewel's
singer,
a good
too.
One. Great performer.
But
Dwight Howard, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay. Appeared on The Masked Singer. Patti LaBelle.
Let's use.
You would say.
Patti LaBelle.
Can we stop for a second on Billie Jean King?
Backup singers.
She is a pioneer.
Yes.
She is a tremendous athlete. She is an advocate.
She's the owner of the Dodgers.
I don't know if I need to hear her sing.
Leanne Rimes.
Oh, Leanne Rimes.
Appeared on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Appeared on The Masked Singer.
Is there anybody whose musical career is thriving that is appearing on The Masked Singer?
Lil Wayne is still a thing.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Thriving?
Bob Saget, rest in peace.
Bob Saget, yeah.
William Shatner. Gladys Knight.
The Masked Singer.
You would never think Gladys Knight would appear on The Masked Singer.
Antonio Brown was on it.
Rudy Giuliani appeared on The Masked Singer. Dick Van Dyke.
Wow. I think I'm more not watching the show now.
It's all sort of people.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato?
Why would Demi Lovato do this?
This is like last
Kermit
chance.
Kermit the Frog.
Right. This is last chance saloon of celebrities, isn't
right.
it?
This is for Sarah Palin.
Right.
That show is for somebody that we know her name.
Formerly famous.
We know her,
famous,
we know her
yes.
face. We remember her for a variety of different reasons,
right.
perhaps. But this is your last bite at the apple before we even forget who you
she
are.
She was like the former Beverly Hills housewife from the show
yes.
that got kicked off because she
yes.
couldn't get her apple back for
Mel
the next
B,
year.
Mel B, was she one of the Spice Girls?
Spice Girls, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She was scary.
Is she the one that was married to? No, it's Ginger.
Wait a minute.
Ginger's married to the F1
Horner,
guy,
yeah.
right?
Mel B is scary, right?
Mel B is the one who had the issue with Eddie Murphy, right?
Isn't Mel B one of the judges on like America's Got Talent or something like that?
Yes.
But I think
yeah.
Mel B also
like British
happened
got
to
talent.
Be Scary Spice.
Okay.
I've seen the Spice.
Okay.
Do you guys,
remember this? Joe Buck appeared on The Masked Singer?
No, but good for him.
I remember that.
That feels like Fox twisting an arm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it?
You would have to agree.
Joe,
we need you for this, and we'll make it worth your time. Come on down.
People will cheer for you because they're all on Adderall.
David Foster and Catherine McPhee appeared together.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine McPhee, I'm going to have to check this out.
Faith Evans.
Yep.
She's a good singer, right?
Nothing more dignified than dressing up like a swan and singing
Mace.
Through
did
a
you know
T-Rex. The T-Rex.
Johnny Rotten. Appeared on
Johnny
the
No, he did
wow.
not.
He did.
Wow. Well, he's a legend.
The Sex Pistols are
Natasha Bedingfield. She had a couple of big hits.
She had a hits in the 80s.
Unwritten.
From the Sydney Sweeney movie.
Yeah.
You know she's got a new movie.
Sydney Sweeney.
She does.
She plays a priest. It looks all right.
A
nun. She looks
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
It's called like None of Your Business.
Immaculate.
Oh, Immaculate. I think the alternate title should have been None of Your Business.
Immaculate colon none of your business.
Business.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Larry
That's
the
catchy.
Cable Guy.
Do you guys remember
Tyga?
Tyga.
Remember the TV show? This is like the early 80s, The Fall Guy with Lee Majors.
Oh, hell
of course.
Yes.
Where he was
Heather Thomas.
You know they're making a movie with Ryan Gosling as the Fall Guy?
Yeah, it's like the
I'm in. Anything.
I'm
no,
in.
It's done. The movie's done.
It's
coming out.
It's
Nick
yeah.
Lachey.
Nick
appeared
Lachey.
On the
there
singer.
You go. So there are real people on there.
Yeah. Good job on Heather Thomas Mace.
Yeah.
That's what I remember from
yeah.
The Fall Guy. That's the most
and that was Ireland's pull.
Oh,
the way.
And
yeah.
Marky Post. That was
oh,
she
Marky
she was
Post.
Also
There's
in the Fall
another
Guy.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yes. Trust me. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by
the girl
In and Out
Night
Burger.
Court. Mm-hmm. Was on The Fall Guy. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I believe him. And look at the look on his face.
Sounds so good.
Bobby Brown appeared in The Masked Singer?
Yeah, see, this
Can't
is,
wait to
this
go back
getting
and watch
depressing.
All these.
Yeah, yeah.
In and Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah! Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So it is windy out. Like, guys, you're getting blown out there from lane to lane. You got to be very careful.
We were flying home last night, and it was strap in and hold on.
Oh, I bet it was. Bet it was.
Is that why you're in such a bad mood?
Oh!
No, I'm not in a bad mood, but here's Greg. I've asked Greg 100 times.
Right.
I said, hey, if you need me to record something,
right,
just don't drop it on me and say, I need this right now. Very first thing he did today, I walk in, he goes, I need this right now.
It got dropped on me 5 minutes before you got dropped.
I mean,
dropped on you.
I got one dropped on
and
me.
And I walked
when
up to you and said, we don't have to do it right now. You can do it after the show. You can do it
during
the
middle
of the show.
I'm fine. But I mean, I don't know how many times I've told you.
I can't. What do you want me to do? It needs to be in by tomorrow.
You need to say, when they hand it to you, he can't do it. If you don't give him a day's notice, he's not doing it.
We are doing such good things here at this station, and we're putting together all these specs, and everybody's making a lot more money, but this is a problem.
Well, no, I did it. It's fine.
Right, right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I slept for 3 hours, and literally, I had my backpack on. Greg goes, I need this right now.
Right.
I did not. Well, that's absolutely not
what
I
What's your version of it?
Okay, let's figure out. Let's figure out which the real version is.
Yeah, you guys can decide who you believe. Yeah, okay?
I walked into you, and I said, hey, I just got this. I have this spec. Can you do this for me either after the show?
Can you do this right now?
I didn't say. And then I said. The words right now were not actually in there at any point in time.
What do you guys think?
I am going to find in favor of John Ireland.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to, or he won't talk to you for the rest of the show.
I've got
to
look at him for the next
exactly.
3 hours,
but
so
you
I
know
find
you're
in
wrong,
favor of
so
Ireland.
Fine.
But I did it, and it's fine. So
I love you, John.
Yeah, I can tell.
It goes both ways, buddy.
Yeah. So let's do some Lakers here. Last night, my God, they can't beat Sacramento. They can't hang with Sacramento. AD cannot hang with Domantas Sabonis, who, by the way, I didn't realize, leads the league in triple-doubles this year, Domantas Sabonis.
And has 48 consecutive double-doubles. He's about to break the all-time double-double streak that Kevin Love set in 2011, which is 53.
Yeah.
Domantas is at 40. He's a great player.
Yeah, he is. But is he first team all? He's got to be first team all NBA.
No.
Leading the league in triple doubles.
He was third team all NBA last year. He could be second team this year. He didn't even make the All Star team this year. But and he did last year.
Yeah.
Because they're just so loaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would think that the first team forwards this year, Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic is going to be the center.
Right.
Jason Tatum is a lock at one forward. And then you've got to kind of flip a coin between Giannis and Durant.
Right.
Probably Giannis.
Giannis, yeah.
And then that bumps Sabonis to the second team.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe the third team.
It's crowded. And, you know, now Sabonis is 10-0 against Anthony Davis. I mean, he is AD's kryptonite.
So for the first time last night, we were flying home, I started to accept that I think – there's a decent chance they're going to be in the 9-10 game.
Yeah.
And here's what I base it on. We've had four opportunities over the last month to play teams that we are bunched up with.
Yes.
Played the Warriors, lost. Played the Suns, lost. Played the Kings twice, lost both.
Yep.
Now we're going to play the Warriors again on Saturday. The reason the Lakers have won, I think it's something like 12 out of 17. They're being fine, but haven't moved up at all.
Right.
It's because when they get a chance to play these teams they're bunched up with, they lose.
Right.
And there's only two games left against – I think there's one against Dallas, one against Golden State. They're done with Phoenix. Now they're done with Sacramento. Their opportunity to pick up a full game is running out.
Yes.
Now there are 15 games left.
But they could have been within a half of the seven after
Mace,
last night.
They've had four chances in head-to-heads over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Warriors,
mm-hmm.
lost.
Yep.
Suns, lost. Kings here, lost. Kings there, lost. At some point, you have to accept that these other teams, for whatever reason, are more playoff dialed in right now than the Lakers are. Now, that's not to say the Lakers can't make a run. If they win Saturday, it would go a long way to securing at least you get that 9-10 game at home.
Right. Which, you got to at least be the 9.
Would be something. Well, ideally.
Well, can I just throw this? So think about this. Can resign to the fact it's going to be the 9-10 game. Hopefully it's at home, right? Denver is streaking towards the one
seed
right now.
They're there.
Are they the
one
now?
They're the one now.
If that's the case, the best the Lakers can do, if they're in that 7-8, is be the 8 and play Denver in the first round. 9-10, the best they can do is to be the 8, and then you get Denver in the first round.
Right.
Which we've had great success against.
What you want to do, if you're the Lakers, is try to at least get to the 8.
Yes.
Because then you could win and be the 7, which is what you were last year.
Yes. And then you maybe play OKC in the first round. Or Minnesota in the first round.
And those are two teams that they have defeated recently.
Yes.
So if you, you know, I keep saying that the Lakers are a bad matchup for everybody. I no longer think that they're a bad matchup for Sacramento. Sacramento beat them 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, Sacramento made it pretty clear.
Two games that were basically playoff games.
Yep.
So they never beat Denver this year. They never beat Sacramento this year. You would like to avoid those teams. But right now, like last night was a huge chance because the 4 teams that are in the play-in tournament all played each other.
Right.
Golden State played at Dallas.
Yep.
The Lakers played at Sacramento, and Dallas and Sacramento won. So you would think Dallas, Sacramento 7-8, Lakers, Golden State 9-10. Now, it could change. Phoenix has a really hard schedule down the stretch, but Phoenix is the 6.
Right.
You know, so, all right, or maybe Sacramento moved into the. Greg, look this up. Sacramento may have moved into the 6 last night when they
did.
The Lakers.
They moved into the 6.
Yeah, they passed Phoenix. They're on the 7.
And the Lakers have the tiebreaker with Phoenix.
Yes.
So maybe if they could get to the 8. Get lucky, finish tied with the Suns at 7.
Then they get the home game.
Yeah, then they'd be in the exact same boat they were in last year. But they're running out of time.
Yeah, they are. They are. And and it's just like last year, completely matchup dependent, like you said. Against Denver, no chance. Against Sacramento, no chance. The matchups just aren't right. Against some of these teams, OKC, they've beaten
3 out of 4.
3 out of 4.
Clippers,
Phoenix,
3 out of 4.
3 out of 4.
3 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, there are teams that are much better matchups, but you've got to be able to dodge Denver in the first round. And Denver has moved into the 1 seed, and the Lakers could very well wind up in the 8. Which would be a disaster. Well, I mean, I bounced this off one of our sales guys today. I don't want to say who. I said, well, how do you feel about Denver in the first round and getting swept? He said, well, at least we get playoff games. At least we got to the first round.
Yeah, we can make some money.
We can make some money,
exactly. If you're
looking
at it from an economic perspective.
Exactly.
But, I just care that they go as far as they can go. And if they don't get out of this 9-10 game, I think it's extremely limiting.
Yeah, I do too.
And I've said this before, and I won't beat this drum too loud because I don't want to be that guy. But if they go into the 9-10 playoff game, and you'd have to win 2 road games if you're the 10.
Right.
A home and a road if you're the 9, just to get in. If they don't, let's say they finish 9 or 10.
Yep.
And then get eliminated in the play-in tournament. That's not good enough, and a lot of people that are here now won't be here next year.
Oh, that's a disaster. If they don't make a regular first round series, that's a disaster.
Right. I think then everybody's on the clock.
Yeah, as they should be.
And so I hope they realize in these last 15 games that that's what you're playing for. There's turnover every year with a roster, but there would be massive turnover if that's the way this season ends.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it would apply to everybody. It would apply to players, coaches, front office people, all that stuff. So hopefully they get it together.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Coming up next, I got something that will get you and Bergman excited.
Oh, and Bergman, I got something for you, too. So we'll do it when we come back.
In the meantime, hey, life's journey has got its highs and its lows. And the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. If you're having trouble right now, whether it's you feel overwhelmed or conflict at work or your relationship you're having problems with, it's rocky right now, or anxious or depressed or whatever that is, there is always somewhere to turn, and that is the LA County Department of Mental Health. They have a 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. Don't be afraid to use it or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and congrats to Taylor Corbin from Redlands. He has won a pair of tickets to join us for 710 night at the Whiskey with the Titans of Soft Rock Yachtly Crew. That is Friday, March the 29th. It's coming up fast. I'm going to be there. Cappy's going to be there. Morales, Bergman, the whole crew. It's a chance for you to hang out with all of us at the Whiskey. You can get your tickets now to join the fun or keep on listening for your chance to win. John, any chance of you joining us on Friday, March the 29th at the Whiskey for 710 night with Yachtly Crew?
I will be in the middle of that East Coast road trip. I think I'm going to be in Indiana. So I'm sorry I'm going to miss that.
Well,
as you know, I love yacht rock.
Yes, you do. You do.
I'm sorry that you're going to miss it, too. That one, fortunately, what he just won was something else.
So wait a minute. What he won was something
it
other.
It doesn't lessen the Yachtly Crew.
The Yachtly Crew
experience
is going to be amazing, and you should absolutely come to the
Yachtly
Crew.
But he won something completely
different.
But he won different
tickets to the Hollywood Bowl, to the Jimmy Buffett tribute concert with
By
Paul
way,
McCartney
the,
and John Bon Jovi and all
those
guys.
Which is going to be the toughest ticket in town.
Really
I just tried to get. I'm going to be on that night, too. But
yeah, I'm gone that night, too.
But one of my best friends is a Buffett nut, and I was trying to get him tickets, and it's tough.
Well,
it's
congratulations, Taylor. You won something. I'm not exactly sure
the
what
Jimmy
it is.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Good job, man.
So, Greg, what I didn't know about you until I was driving around today, and I heard you mention it on Travis and Slee, is that you like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Okay, so,
yeah.
You know, Mason and I have a buddy that works at SNL. You should hear how they talk about her. They absolutely love her. They say that she is super cool, that they can put her in any skit or have her sing any song, and she'll nail it.
Right.
In other words, there's a handful of people, Justin Timberlake, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, that are so talented they can put them in any skit, and they can host any song.
They can host, and they can be the musical performer.
But, Greg, they say nothing but great stuff about her.
Well, you saw the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
That's what got me.
Miley Cyrus was clearly just having more fun than everybody else. She just seems like she'd be fun to hang with. She also doesn't like touring. Have you heard about this? She doesn't like touring because she feels like it makes it all about her, and she's not all about her.
Yeah, her reputation is outstanding. Also, Mace, apparently, she loves weed as much as you love weed.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to party with Miley.
She's in your club in that regard.
So I came across this nugget. Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback says that the Raiders have had exploratory talks on moving up into the top three in the NFL draft. He says, quote, will they do it? I don't know if the first three picks will wind up being traded after you get past it. It depends on the team's evaluation of J.J. McCarthy. And from there, it depends on whether it gets to the point where the former Michigan quarterback won't make it to number 13, which is certainly possible. There's still a long way to go. But would you be happy? First of all, you'd be thrilled if you get up into the top three and you get Daniels, May, or Williams, clearly. But would you guys be happy with McCarthy at 13?
I would. I like J.J. McCarthy.
I'm not a fan of J.J. McCarthy. He was on a team that was a heavy, heavy run team.
True.
And I didn't really see a lot of throws out of him that I was like, wow, that was an amazing throw. I'm worried about him. I would not be happy.
Well, why not trade for Justin Fields? The price has plummeted. I heard today on the Get Up, it could be a fourth round pick, a fifth round pick.
And he'd be a perfect Raider.
He's an awesome Raider.
Totally in.
Yeah.
Totally in.
I hope they do it.
And I'll tell you what, if he's really a backup and they're talking, you know, Kimberly Martin and all those people this morning, we're talking about how Caleb Williams, they've resigned to the fact that he's a backup quarterback, at least for this coming year. What?
Wait a minute. Caleb's a backup?
I'm sorry, not Caleb. Justin Fields.
Okay.
Justin Fields.
Well, not if he gets traded to the Raiders, that you would compete with Gardner Minshew for the starting job.
I think he'd wind up starting. Hey, look, it's crazy, but if it's a fifth-round pick, why wouldn't the Rams trade for him as a backup quarterback? Have an experience.
For a fifth-round pick,
fifth-round pick?
You know, the Rams had now, after this trade today, have more draft picks than any other team. They have 11 picks in the draft.
Nice.
And so they've got plenty of room. If it's a later-round pick, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Yep.
Do it.
If you had a bet right now, how many picks would the Rams have by the time the draft actually come?
That's a good question.
F them picks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, and you know what Les might do is trade the first rounder to get more.
Trade back.
Yeah. He does that a lot.
He hits the sweet spot in the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round. That's where he finds all the gems.
Yeah, well, look, that's where he got Cooper Kupp. That's where he got Puka Nacua.
That's where he got Kyron Williams.
That's what you talked about with DeMarco yesterday, that all you need an edge rusher. That's the number one thing. Is there an edge rusher in this draft?
I'm going to call it. The Rams in the first round are going to keep their pick, and they're going to draft that UCLA kid, Latu.
He's really
Latu,
good.
Latu.
Yeah, get it. If there's going to be a Ram, you got to know the name.
Latu. Yeah, he would be great. And if you look at all the mock drafts, that's about where he's going. He would be a great edge rusher.
Beast.
Yeah. Hey, so we've been using Cut. Me and Bergman have been using the Cut app.
Are you still losing?
Well, here's an update. I've made 19 bets, John, on Cut. And by the way, Cut is the new legal betting app where you can bet head-to-head with somebody, a friend, a buddy, or the public. And I've been taking a lot of action. And if you see me looking for a bet, you should try to find me. Because...
What's your overall record
so far,
these 19 bets?
I've made 19 bets, John. I've won 4.
You're 4 and
15.
4 and 15, man.
4 and 15.
You should stop betting.
Yeah, you should stop.
You think I've got a problem?
Yes.
Yeah, stick with the mythical money.
No.
But he does well with mythical money.
I do well with mythical money. But I intend to turn this around. Bergman, don't give me that look.
I mean,
by the way, last night I had two $10 bets on Lakers minus 2.5. I had a $10 bet on Lakers Kings over 238.5. It settled at 237. I did win one $5 on Detroit minus 3.5 over Toronto. But that does make me 4-15. If you have not done this yet, download the Cut app. It's KUTT. You can bet against me. You can bet against Bergman. Use ESPNLA as your code, and you will get a 10% deposit bonus. I'm looking for bets right now. I'm looking for action. I'm on a roll. Let's do it.
So I'm 15-9 in my 24 bets right now, and I'm actually in on some action right now. USC is playing against Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament, and I have Arizona minus 9, winning that pretty big. 16-9 incoming. So bet against me, please.
Yeah. But oh, sure.
Bad idea.
But I would find me.
I'm gonna win.
If I was them, I would find me.
Yes, I would find Mason too.
Download the Cut app. It's really fun. It's fun. Hey, you know, Fifth Row Fridays is going on right now. This is our final Fifth Row Fridays, Ireland.
This week, yeah, because the regular season's ending.
Listen to score a pair of tickets in the fifth row for Lakers Hawks. Gotta pay attention to absolutely everything we say today, and hopefully you've been listening on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then something tomorrow, and then tomorrow at 3:30, your chance to win. Again, fifth row seats, final fifth row Fridays of the year. Brought to you by BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, coming up next for you, we'll spin the wheel of questions. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, you just heard Mason talking about BBGO, mouthwatering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BBGO for a delicious meal in minutes. They're Korea's number one food brand. They're making the whole world more delicious. As they like to say, minimum effort, maximum flavor. They're available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BBGO Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Laura,
all right, guys.
All right. So this sparked up because the Boo and I were having a conversation.
Okay, you and Boo.
So, yes. If you guys could swap lives with any fictional character for a week, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's easy for me. Superman. I want to fly.
Mm. See how cool he went?
Yeah.
It'd be fun. He's kind of a nerd.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, he's a nerd that can fly.
He's got superpowers.
He's got a lot of superpowers.
Yeah.
Bring a little kryptonite, you're done.
What was your answer, Bergman? Laura said your answer was lame.
No, no, my answer
oh,
was lame.
Oh, your answer was lame. Who did you say,
was my answer lame?
No, I didn't say yours.
I haven't heard your answer, Greg. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I didn't say yours.
Don Draper.
Damn, he stole that from me. Don Draper was mine, too.
No, it's great.
But Don Draper sleeps with a ton of women.
Exactly.
It'd be a waste on you.
But wait a minute. If I'm a fictional character, Don's straight, so I would be straight in the fictional story.
Sure. Yeah, but also you're drunk by noon all
I'd
day.
Have
you're
scotch
sleeping
in the
with
office.
Whatever you want. Yeah, just pass out in my office.
I think that's a good one. Brian, what do you think?
This one, pretty easy for me. I'm going to go Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Now, you could either go animated version or their actual, you know, they had some like live action
movies.
I'm
trying to think who played Shaggy in this.
I think Freddie Prinze.
Matthew Lillard?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Is he the one that played Shaggy? Wait, wasn't Freddie Prinze in that movie, though?
He was.
Fred.
Yeah, he was Fred.
I'd be a good Shaggy, though.
A good Shaggy. Yeah. Okay. Laura, did you give an answer?
I didn't, but after I thought about it, so I said Detective Benson because I'm obsessed with Law and Order.
Oh, with Mariska Hargitay.
And you're number 37.
Why you went? You'd be depressed all the time.
Well, see,
though,
that's what I told Greg. I was like, we were watching SVU, and he wanted to be the lawyer in the thing because he went to law school. And I'm like, damn, we're sad. We picked regular people jobs, no superpowers. That's why I said my answer was lame after Greg said his. I kind of felt like my answer
But
was
it's
lame.
Not a regular
but
job.
But, you know, Greg,
what's
interesting about your answer is Don Draper was never really happy.
Well, that's actually a good point. He was never actually happy.
He was drunk and asleep at noon. Of course he
was
wasn't
drunk
happy.
Enough.
But
he was a genius, though.
He did get to hook up with
any woman he wanted.
And he did come up with the Big Coke commercial.
Yep. He did.
Want to teach the world
to
sing.
Genius.
One of the better endings I think a show has had.
If I wanted to be someone from Mad Men, I think I'd be Roger Sterling. I just think
he had fun.
Yeah, he had a really good time and didn't really care about anything.
Yeah. It would be fun to be a bad guy for a day.
Oh, yeah.
Be fun to be
Vito Corleone.
That's a good one.
Or it'd be fun to be Heisenberg, or it'd be fun to be Tony Soprano just for a day.
Yeah, Heisenberg is absolutely not happy.
But is it just for a day?
No, for a week.
Oh, for a week. Oh, come
so
on.
You're
order
dying
a couple
from...
of hits and I'm on my way.
you're also dying from cancer.
If I was Tony
every day.
Soprano for a week, I'd just say, whack him.
Yeah.
Just that guy, whack him.
If you had to be somebody from The Sopranos, but you couldn't be Tony, who do you pick? Paulie Walnuts?
Yeah.
Paulie Walnuts is the best. Yeah. The wings.
Yeah.
The wings. I think, what's Imperial East character?
Christopher Moltisanti.
Yeah, Chris Moltisanti was a good character.
I should have been Samantha from Sex and the City.
Well, you would add a lot of sex.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I just think that would have been a better one, you know? She's rich.
All Lisa's friends call her Charlotte.
Oh, really?
From Sex and the City, because she Lisa only looks at the good in people.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell Lisa that any of her friends did anything wrong.
Oh, she's always
Kristen Davis in Sex and the City. She's always, like, positive.
I love that character.
All right, so there you have it. Hey, Ireland, turn your head to the right.
To the right.
Yeah. Do you see the 7-10 talent bracket for the Pickleball Madness Tournament next Saturday? Do you see where everything lands up? You are projected, you and Lisa Ireland are projected to win the 7-10 round
robin.
Wait,
we're not playing you in the first round?
This is not real.
By the way, this is not real.
This was Janessa's
There's no
guess.
Way we're beating Trudell. Trudell will beat us like 21-5.
Trudell is apparently spectacular.
Yeah. We'll be out in the first round if the brackets
if
break that
If it were to go
way.
Like that, right, I would take Trudell over...
John
Lisa.
The way the seeding works, John, is that if you lose in the 64-14 tournament, you then move on to the
round robin,
1
yeah.
through 12 that way.
Okay.
So it just matters when you get knocked out of the 64-14 tournament.
Yeah, you guys are way overrating our team. We're out early.
No
Janessa,
way.
Janessa is way overrating your team.
Yeah.
John, I think you're underestimating how much one really good player can affect
we'll find
a
out,
match.
Because we don't have more than one.
Lisa
I have
is
not
a
picked
great
up a pickleball racket
pickleballer.
Until Greg handed me that racket 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, who made those rackets?
It says it right on there. I don't... What does that say on
Gearbox.
There, John? Gearbox. Thanks to Gearbox.
This is the Gearbox 12, I think, right? John, does it say Gearbox 12?
Sure.
I think it's the Gearbox 12.
Gearbox Quad 12 mm.
Yeah, see, it's the 12. I had the 10, and I'm really happy to upgrade to the 12.
We can switch them out if you'd like.
Yeah. No, I'm going with a new ride. We're going to pickleball camp this weekend, Ireland.
I'm supposed to play pickleball on Friday, but it's the fourth time we've scheduled it, uh-oh, and the other three have been canceled.
Who are you playing with, Lisa?
Lisa and I playing against another couple that's good.
So we're going to a place. It's not technically pickleball camp, but I'm thinking that way. We're going somewhere where they've kind of a spa kind of place where they have pickleball courts. So Juan and I are going to work and make sure my stroke is right, make sure my serve is right. That's the hardest thing for me. I get so nervous when I serve, landing it in the right
in the box.
Box, right?
Yeah, it's just like tennis. You get just across.
Well, I never played that either.
And you played last year. I mean, you know,
yeah, I played racquetball.
You guys all played last year. I didn't play last year. I think we're at a severe disadvantage.
John,
we'll see.
The last time I played pickleball was last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't played
ever.
I played like 3 years ago once.
How much does Lisa play?
She plays tennis every day. She plays pickleball probably 3 times a month.
I'm gonna go play pickleball at your club today. The Manhattan Beach.
Ryder, he's over there a lot. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good tennis player.
They're letting you in there, huh?
They are letting me in there for once. It's a
because day pass.
I have a sponsor
on
a
good
day
behavior.
Pass. I'm like in Curb. I'm like Lori Loughlin. I have a. Day
oh
pass.
My God, is that not the funniest? First of all, let me just say
the all you can eat was fantastic.
Oh, it was amazing.
Lori Loughlin, you want to talk about a genius PR move?
Right,
owning that scandal that she was involved in and basically playing a Lori Loughlin that cheats at everything was genius.
Yeah, and super smart, and she comes off great. And I love the whole thing with the billboards. That was
The billboards is funny as hell.
I laughed the whole time with the
billboards. I love Leon. Leon said he wants to make a car that runs on pee, and he'd call it a Pius.
Yeah.
I like that Sienna Miller was always eating fruit.
Always eating fruit.
So when funny.
The first one happened, like, why is she eating that apple the whole time?
Here, I brought you a pear. She nails the scene. Yeah, Curb is just killing it right now.
It was so
killing
good.
By the way, on the TV front, Brian, how far are you into Shogun?
I'm all caught up.
Okay. I started episode 2. I've decided I'm not smart enough for Shogun.
I'm not smart enough for Shogun.
It is really hard
figure
out the house of this and the house of that and this guy and that guy, and he works for him. And he's, it's like, it's,
well, there's a lot of, like, you know, backstabbing and stuff going lot on. Of so it is kind of hard to figure out.
Intricacy in that story.
I
think,
I feel like it gets easier as it goes to the lines get divided.
Maybe
more,
I'll
go
back. Maybe
but
I'll go
it's
back.
Really good. Have like any it. Of you guys watched any of the Dynasty, the series on the Patriots?
I refuse to watch it.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I'm hooked.
And I am too, Laura. And what you realize is they were dominant. They didn't have any fun.
Yeah.
Because Belichick was such a jerk.
Right.
And he was never happy and yelled at those guys all the time. And even when they did good and they were winning Super Bowls, it was like he was never happy.
How many did they win? They won 6, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather win 6 and be miserable or win 1 and have a blast?
After watching this thing on the Patriots, I wouldn't have enjoyed playing there.
A lot of people couldn't wait to get out of there.
Right. Danny Amendola said in the last episode I watched, we played for Bill
we worked for Bill.
We worked
we
for Bill,
for
but
Tom.
We played for Tom.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then Brady and Belichick, that was all real.
Right.
Do not like each other, no matter what they say. Don't believe it. Because Belichick was a jerk to Brady the whole time he was there. He drafted Jimmy Garoppolo with this specific plan. He was going to Robert Kraft and saying, look, here's the numbers of a quarterback who's 35 years old and what happens to him.
Right.
We have to get Tom out of here. And Robert Kraft was like, Tom's the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He goes, no, he's going to fall off a cliff. He's going to fall off a cliff. And Brady kept going and going and going, and Belichick just refused to believe that he could keep doing it and wanted Garoppolo in there. And by the way, they got everybody. Everybody. I can't think of anyone that – and Belichick is such a jerk in these interviews.
Is he?
He just gives them
he
nothing.
He did them.
He did them reluctantly. It's like Kraft asked him as a favor to do it, and then he's like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. And he's the only guy that when they do the interviews, you hear the producer. He goes, looking back on the Aaron Hernandez thing, Were there signs that you should have seen? Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. And every other player.
Really? Everybody's
every
very open
Kraft,
about it.
All of them talk about it. Yeah. Except Belichick. You want to talk? And the stuff with Garoppolo is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just really, really good.
I hate Boston, and I hate the Patriots, and I don't think I want to participate.
What I would do is watch an episode and see if you like it, and if not...
Tell me the best episode.
You will get hooked.
8.
Best episode is episode 8.
That's when they just got through Spygate and Deflategate, and then they draft Garoppolo.
Okay, I will watch episode 8 tonight.
And Garoppolo plays really well, and Brady thinks he's being replaced, and it's just fantastic.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to do 2 o'clock call today. I'll be honest, I've not been happy at all with 2 o'clock call today.
Why?
Lately,
what have people been saying?
For some point,
nothing.
It was ghost stories earlier this week.
Oh, the ghost stories were weird.
Well, I was here for that.
Were you here for
that? Was bad.
Were you here for the guy whose grandmother passed away?
Oh, no. The legs. Yeah. Holding the legs.
I mean, I don't want to mock.
No, we're not mocking, but nobody really believed him on the chat.
That chat is. Are you talking about the YouTube chat?
Yes.
People are pretty angry on the YouTube chat
really?
All the time.
It's the new Reddit.
In terms of meanness, Reddit is one and YouTube chat is two.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, social media in general is overwhelmingly negative. And so if the more vehicles you provide for people to be negative, they will take them.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So 2 o'clock call of the day. You're playing for your especially phone Ms. call lives right now. 877.
Who hates you?
Molly.
She's talking back and forth with me in the chat, so I'm just calling her out.
There's people that hate me and Laura more than they hate you.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised.
What's that guy's name on this? The Grand Theft Prado, whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, he does that on purpose.
He hates me, but I'm like, come at me, bro. You're still listening.
Doesn't Mason is the one guy everybody likes.
Everybody loves.
Really? Brian. But I think Brian.
They hate me. They hate
Brian.
Laura. And Greg, I think you're third.
Yeah. I'm definitely very highly hated.
They like Brian.
They love Brian.
Yeah.
He's a humble genius.
But Laura and I are in a tight battle for most hated person on the show.
And we have the same birthday.
I try not to pay too much attention to it.
It's a July 15th thing.
It's mostly Mace. That whole Reddit is how much they love you and hate everybody
God
else.
Bless the Reddits.
Yes, Penis Thumbs is your biggest fan.
Go Reddit! All right, let me see. 2 o'clock all of the day. Open the phones. 877-710-ESPN. Lakers lose again last night to Sacramento. And we're talking about the potential of them being in the 9-10 game, hopefully for a home game out of the 9 seed. And if they wind up the 8... for the first round of the playoffs, they're going to face Denver, which
looks
would be brutal.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Trending towards that. So do you still have hope for this year? Are they able to make a run? Can they make a run? And then Dodgers, they're on their way to Seoul or close to leaving for Seoul.
They're gone. Their wheels are up.
And I don't think there's been any resolution about Gavin Lux. I was on the Blue Review earlier today.
How'd that go?
You know what? Surprisingly well. Parker runs a really good show. Bergman is good. Marcus Grant is great. Do we have to go? Yeah, but the Gavin Lux thing is
you can keep praising us. It's okay.
Okay, we can keep going?
Yeah, you can keep praising us.
Oh, yeah, you're great. All right. let me tell you about Hyundai. So I drive a Hyundai Elantra, and it is my favorite car that I've ever driven. It's a hybrid, and I'm getting like 50 miles a gallon. Which is crazy. Now, if you want a Hyundai, their getaway sales event is going on now, and I'm telling you, you should. They've got the Sonata, which is spectacular, really cool, state-of-the-art. They've got the Ioniq 6, which is an EV with the really long range, and that is a beautiful car. I drove that around for a week. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in today, because these great deals are not going to last. And there is more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, which is going on now. I love the Southern California Hyundai dealers. Make sure you visit buyhyundai.com today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.